Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Governor Ron DeSantis made a historic move to combat the inflationary spiral brought on by Democrat policies he called Bidenflation, as he signed a $1.2 billion tax break for Floridians to fight Bidenflation. According to DeSantis, 10 tax breaks are on the way in Florida. DeSantis predicted Florida's budget would have a $20 billion surplus by the start of next fiscal year, and having such revenues gives the state plenty of room to suspend or reduce some of its sales tax to help. About 60 people were killed after Russian forces bombed a school in the Luhansk region, President Zelensky said overnight. Reports of about 90 people were in the shelter inside the school in the village in the part of the eastern Donbass region when the suspected Russian bomb struck. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Coronavirus infections have continued to climb in California since early April, and while the curve of new cases remains less steep than winter's Omicron variant surge, the rising spread of two contagious subvariants is a concern. The California Department of Public Health on Friday reported the statewide daily case rate for COVID-19 at 14 per 100,000 residents. As sanctions have failed to stop Russia's invasion of Ukraine, more sanctions are being imposed on the Kremlin.
The United States and its G7 partners are imposing more sanctions on Russia. The White House announced the move after President Biden took part in Sunday's virtual meeting with G7 leaders and Ukrainian President Zelensky. Among the new sanctions, the United States is imposing penalties on three major Russian television stations, Russian elites, and financial institutions. The G7 also committed to phasing out or banning the import of all Russian oil. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Oregon romance novelist Nancy Brophy, who authored the fiction How to Murder Your Husband, is accused of killing her husband in real life after slipping up and confessing to the shooting by mistake, according to a Portland, Oregon prosecutor. Russia's Victory Day Parade on May 9th, a World War II-themed parade celebrating the Soviet Union's victory in Europe. The Kremlin continues to threaten the world with nuclear weapons. Representative Lisa McClain, the Republican from Michigan on Newsmax, says that if Russian President Vladimir Putin launches tactical nuclear weapons, the United States would have to respond swiftly.
Well, I expect to see Putin put on a show. That is for sure. And I think he needs to. Listen, no one thought, or I should say everyone thought, that the war would be over in days. And here we are. And Zelensky and the Ukrainian people are holding strong and holding tough. But we are dealing with an extremely evil man. He's not logical. He does not have a nice bone in his body. And he will stop at nothing to get what he wants. He's definitely going to put on a show. He's definitely going to try and flip the narrative or spin the narrative to his people. But even his people know that what he is doing is wrong, or I should say some of his people at least know that. Look, he's a war criminal. The world knows that.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, and it's great to have Dr. George Barna back with us. He's the professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU, and he's got a new study. Get ready for this one. Parents, we might need to buckle up a little bit because we're going to deal with, the problem with parenthood. And all we have to do is look at the man, the woman in the mirror, and if the zapato fits, as they would say, George, then maybe we should take measure. What do you think?
Well, it's now or never, really, Bill. I mean, we're at that point. I mean, we're in many ways past the tipping point. We can still climb our way back, but we're really going to have to be serious and intentional about it, and we're going to have to make a concerted effort with a plan. It can't any longer just be random activity and claiming, yeah, I'm a parent because I have a child. You want to claim you're a parent, right? Raise the child. Know what kind of person you're trying to facilitate and get busy with it.
Exactly. You know, I had an interesting interview with a CNN international anchor. Her family story is incredible, George. Her name is Zane Asher. She's written a book which is a tribute to her mother, who lost her husband, almost lost her son, who went on to become an Oscar-nominated actor. And the title of the book is Where the Children Take Us, How One Family Achieved the Unimaginable. They're from Nigeria. They had moved to southern London, and the father died when he took the son on a, kind of a journey of discovery. Let's go back to Nigeria. I want to introduce you to, to some relatives and that sort of thing. While they were there, they were in a terrible car accident. The father dies, and meanwhile, the mother has to really take the reins of leadership for the family. She was, she was about 5-6 months pregnant at the time when her husband died. So here it is. She adopts a fierce parenting style. I mean, to your point, that there has to be something done intentionally. But her fierce parenting style that she adopts ultimately produces an Oscar-nominated actor, an Oxford-educated CNN anchor, a medical doctor, and a successful entrepreneur. I share that with you and with our audience to offer some encouragement that it can be done. If a single mom who has lost her husband, and as we know and as we're starting to see with these families in the Ukraine who are, subject and are dealing with the reality of losing their husbands, and here you've got these moms and families that are left without a protector and a provider. I mean, this is where we are. And as you say, we're at this various tipping point of expression not only in America, but around the world. And I will share this added anecdote that that Zane had shared with me that her mother had shared with the kids. I thought this was brilliant. She said, we're going to break up the day in 3 8-hour segments, okay? The first 8 hours is you got to sleep. So that's a given, all right? That's already accounted for. The second 8 hours has to do with work or your schooling, okay? So 16 hours of your day are already prescribed. What is most critical is that remaining 8 hour. That's where your character and your destiny will be developed and where you will discover it. So any casual acceptance of distraction that had nothing to do with your destiny, you didn't have time for it because you needed to look at that final 8 hour is in the same way that you would look at the two other 8 hour segments. They're already defined for. So if you are going to have a magnificent destiny and future, then you need to honor that last 8 hour segment. I thought that was brilliant.
Well, it is, because what you're doing is you're talking about a parent who's being strategic. They're not just reacting. They're taking the bull by the horns and they're saying, this is where we're going. This is what it's going to look like. Get on board. There's no other path that we could take. The one thing that I would, you know, bring in from our research into this conversation is that in that context, the parent has to have a very clear idea of what success is. And so part of the challenge in America is that only 10% of the parents of kids under the age of 13 in this country would say that success is best described as consistent obedience to God. Most of them would say it's about achieving, it's about acquiring, all of those kinds of things, which may be a byproduct of consistent obedience to God. But you got to know the proper starting point for everything that you're trying to do.
Exactly.
Like a pilot who's trying to fly the plane. Mm-hmm. You're off one degree when you start. Lord knows where you're going to wind up when you go to land. So you got to line it up properly and then pursue it.
Well, and like, you know, what you're talking about here is the infrastructure for success has to be in place. God's given that outline for us, but if we're not obedient to that, and this is what's going on right now, you know, our modern culture is such that parents, you know, we've kind of neutered ourselves because we thought we could have it our way and do it according to our own eyes, because this is what, you know, we've just been engrossed and affected by the culture instead of people of faith doing what the Apostle Paul said to do, that we're to be the catalyst. We're to be the changing agents. But if we're not true to obedience of God and God's infrastructure, then you've got the country that we have today. And as your study proved out, what do we got? Less than 10% of the parents? I mean, this almost seems consistent with your other studies about holding to a biblical worldview.
Yeah, among parents of kids under the age of 13 in our country, 2% have a biblical worldview. If you want to look at those people who consider themselves to be Christian, it only rises to 4%. So faith isn't influencing the worldview as much as the culture is. What we have is a nation of biblically illiterate parents who couldn't raise a child with a biblical worldview if they wanted to, because you can't give what you don't have. 98 out of every 100 of them do not have it. And so we are being transformed by the culture rather than doing what God placed us here to do, which is to transform the world around us for his glory.
Exactly. G.K. Chesterton talks about the return to normal. I don't even think the country knows or today's parents even know what normal is, George.
Well, and that's largely because we don't go back to God's word as our true north, our real benchmark for the way that things should be. God's way is the normal way, but we think of it as an aberration. You know, there are some super saints who are able to live an extraordinary life, and we all look at those folks, we go to listen to them speak, we applaud when they open their mouths, and we think, wow, that's really extraordinary. Without realizing, but wait a minute, every one of us should be exactly like that. There are no superstars in the kingdom of God. They're all people who are servants of the living God. And so when we see ourselves in that way and we recognize and God gave us our marching orders, all we have to do is be obedient. I mean, I don't want to minimize how difficult it is in a culture like ours, but the problem is we allowed a culture like ours to become the way it is by not being who God made us to be.
Exactly. So
can we restore it? Absolutely. Yep.
Got to go to break. More from George Barna after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
After the top of the hour, our conversation with Dr. George Barna continues. He's the professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU, and we're talking about his latest study. What do self-described Christian parents in America actually believe? Well, I'll tell you what, the kids are noticing, George.
And they're seeing the glaring contradictions, the inconsistencies. Don't do what I do. You must do what I tell you to do, right?
And here's the problem that we're now finding through the research with that. Kids are looking everywhere for clues about how do I make sense of the world? How do I establish myself in it? How do I become the person that I want to be, a person that I'll be proud of, a person who makes a difference? And so they turn to the people that they trust. First and foremost on that list are their parents. Mm-hmm. And the challenge here is that as they listen to their parents, they take in the words, and then they watch their parents to see, all right, well, that's interesting. Let me see what it looks like in practice. And they see something very different than they were told. So what we're finding is that a lot of what we've been writing off as disrespect is actually children who are completely confused by what their parents are doing. They see the contradiction between word and action. And the conclusion they draw, interestingly to me, is, wow, my parents must be as confused as I am. Exactly. So I guess they don't have the answer. And that, Bill, is why the media, the arts and entertainment media, have such an entree into the minds and hearts of our kids. Because when they watch a movie, they watch a television program, they listen to a popular song, they play a major video game, all of these things tend to have a consistent point of view. It's consistently unbiblical, but it's consistent with some other worldview, whether it's Marxism, secular humanism, postmodernism, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And so the kids sit through an hour or two or more of that training. That literally becomes worldview training, because our kids under the age of 13 are developing their worldview. They're taking in clues from people who seem to have figured it out, and their parents are not on that short list.
Their parents have been replaced by teachers and academics. And here we are seeing the result of that. And this is why parents around the country are revolting and taking control of school boards now and realizing that they have to be, as you said in the first part of this interview, George, is that we must be intentional. There can be no compromise here to that end, can there be?
No, and one other thing I'd point out, too, even as parents, yes, we have to be focused on raising our children. That is our primary responsibility, according to the Bible. But in the course of doing that, we have to recognize, so that's not simply what I tell my children at the breakfast table. It's not simply how I spend time with them, what I teach them during that time together. But it's also being involved in politics. Some people say, wait a minute, what does parenting have to do with politics? Because when we look at what is most impactful on the worldview development of a child, the law is one of those things. Why? Because the law simply tells us right from wrong. It rewards us for doing right. It punishes us for doing wrong. And so those laws that we say, oh, man, that's awful, what they're doing in Washington, D.C. and Sacramento and the other state capitals, awful, 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 shame on you. Well, then we can't vote those people in. We can't allow those laws to go through. I mean, we have to be active in that. We have to be, as you say, active in the schools, because we find that the schools are one of the most impactful sources on the development of worldview of children. We talked about the media. And then the friends of our children, their peers, they also have a dramatic impact. Because when a child comes out of their home and says, gee, I believe the Bible is truth, and their friends start laughing at them to say, what are you, an idiot? That was written thousands of years ago. It has nothing to do with the way we live today. It's full of contradictions, yada, yada, yada. They'll give all the time-worn excuses why someone might not believe the Bible. So the friends of our children have to be carefully chosen. And we have to encourage our children to search for certain types of friends that they're going to hang out with. Because even if we do some good developmental work within the home, that can quickly be undone by all these other influences outside the home.
And the kids have to be trained how to answer that question and how to respond to their friends. you know, with confidence. It's like, well, yeah, I mean, that's old and true, but look at the world we live in today, where you don't know from one minute to the next whether you're a boy or girl. Is that normal? Does that make sense? But the Bible's real clear to define that.
It is, and the Bible is also very clear in telling parents, if you go back to Deuteronomy 6, great passage for parents, because it talks about, look, every single day, from morning to night, be talking with your children about all these things, but things that the Bible describes as being truth, as being right, as being our goals in life according to God. We need to be constantly putting that in front of our children and telling them, remember now, this is what we're about. Hey, remember the Bible and what it said? And by the way, this is how we know that that's right. This is how we know that it's true. And a lot of parents say, well, you know, I did that 5 or 6 years ago. I spent, you know, probably a good 10 minutes talking to my kids about how we know the Bible is true. Do it over and over and over again. One of the things that happens in our public schools is that repetition is part of the process of teaching. You teach it. You restate it, you go away from it, you come back to it 2 days later to remind them, you come back a week later, you test them a month later. We constantly go back to it in every other phase of life. At work, we have the same experiences where we're reminded of our past failures, our past successes, because we want to build off of those things. We've got to do the same thing with our children, constantly reminding them, remember when you helped that person? Wasn't that great? Didn't that give you a good feeling? And remember how that yes. corresponds to what the Bible teaches. That's what Jesus expects from us. Isn't that a great thing? Let's do it again. You know, that's the role of a parent, is to be shaping the child consistently, intentionally, strategically to become like Jesus.
If the change is going to happen and we're going to go back to first principles and hit a spiritual reset button, it's going to start with the parents. I mean, your study shows that one half of self-described Christian parents accept the Bible as true and trustworthy words of God. George, think about that. Only a half. And out of that, only one out of every three preteen parents believe their eternal destiny is dependent upon Jesus Christ alone. These are two critical elements of our faith. And are what are consistent with what, you know, God even said to Cain, that if you do right, will it not go well for you? And we want it to go well with our families, with our children. But it starts first with doing that which is right, that which is righteous by God's standard, not by our standard.
And so in order to be effective in that process, I would argue that a parent has to first look in the mirror and say, all right, really, who am I? Am I a child of God? Am I made in His image? Am I made for His purposes? When people look at me, do they say, there's something different about George? And I think it's that relationship that he's got with that deity he follows. I think it's because he believes that book that I see him reading a lot, that big, thick book, the Bible. You know, I mean, these are the kinds of things we have to do and then start digging deeper. And saying, okay, if I'm made in His image, if I'm made for His purposes, my goal is to emulate Christ, is to imitate Him in thought, word, and deed, let's start looking at what I really believe. And then go through the fundamentals. And some people say, oh, come on, I did that back in grade school, in elementary school, in high school. I'm way past that. Really? Not according to the research. Most people consider themselves to be Christian, do not have the fundamentals of the Christian faith so firmly embedded in their heart that it points them in a different direction than the rest of the world. It gives them a different kind of strength and courage and wisdom than the rest of the world.
Without a doubt. We'll leave it there until the next time we get together. George Barna, thank you as always. He's a professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Dr. George Barna. Thank you, George. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
And to you, Bill. Thanks.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Spring is officially here, and Amazon Layaway is helping you get warm weather ready. With Amazon Layaway, you can reserve items by paying 20% of the price, followed by 4 equal payments over 8 weeks. Visit Amazon.com/layaway to shop everything from vacuums, kitchen appliances, and closet organizers to lawn equipment, grill accessories, and patio furniture. Amazon Layaway offers thousands of must-have home essentials from favorite brands like Black & Decker, Weber, and Craftsman. It's payment flexibility without credit checks, interest, or cancellation fees. Simply reserve your items by choosing the Reserve with Layaway label near the product name to place your layaway order and begin payments. Once payments are complete, items will ship with the speed and convenience of Amazon that you know and love. Amazon Layaway may not be available to all customers. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Amazon.com/layaway to learn more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Governor Ron DeSantis made a historic move to combat the inflationary spiral brought on by Democrat policies he called Bidenflation, as he signed a $1.2 billion tax break for Floridians to fight Bidenflation. According to DeSantis, 10 tax breaks are on the way in Florida. DeSantis predicted Florida's budget would have a $20 billion surplus by the start of next fiscal year, and having such revenues gives the state plenty of room to suspend or reduce some of its sales tax to help. About 60 people were killed after Russian forces bombed a school in the Luhansk region, President Zelensky said overnight. Reports of about 90 people were in the shelter inside the school in the village in the part of the eastern Donbass region when the suspected Russian bomb struck. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Before the top of the hour, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Michael Letts joins us. He is a former police officer, CEO, and founder of Invest USA. Michael, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
It's always a delight, Bill. You're a great host to have, and appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Well, you're very kind. I appreciate your insight as a police officer and one who supports law and order. You know, the question we had before us last week is what would police do if 2,000 protesters blocked an abortion clinic to allow abortionists to continue performing abortions in civil disobedience? Today, after this weekend, is what do we do when protesters are in front of Supreme Court justices' homes?
And it's going to get worse, Bill. We're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. Let me tell your listeners some positive. I understand that Kavanaugh's home, that he was not present, but that they were getting very loud, disruptive, annoying would be a mild term to you. And then they all dissipated when a large police presence came to alleviate the situation. So I am encouraged that we're making sure our law enforcement. Now, notice here's what the said part of that statement. That was local law enforcement. It should have been the U.S. Marshal's office. I mean, the Department of Justice has a constitutional mandate to provide protection for those in cabinet-level positions. And they are usurping that because of the fact that the Biden administration obviously is in favor of what they're doing, not opposed to it. And that's tragic.
That is.
But it still was encouraging to see state and local law enforcement do their job. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we're going to have to concentrate on. Unfortunately, the federal government is abdicating its responsibility because of the fact that the administration is a political, socialist, left-wing administration, not the will of the people. So as long as we know that, we will know how to accommodate and how to move forward from there.
Exactly. Michael, they're obliterating the Constitution. I mean, they are participating in criminal activity, are they not?
Yeah, they definitely are. And here's where I think is so frustrating, Bill. This is not the first time. We saw what happened with Hunter Biden's computer mm-hmm. system. We saw what happened with the Clinton administration. We have seen what has happened with the Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And what has become very obvious is that the far left has infiltrated key elements of top positions within federal jurisdictional law enforcement, Department of Justice, Federal Bureau of Investigation, and others, and totally usurped the authority, using them for their own leftist political agenda. And that's just morally bankrupt. That's just beyond reprehensible. And we're going to have to do some house cleaning in a very quick note.
Michael, as a former police officer and a strategist that understands when you are at war with somebody, you've got to identify the enemy. It's very casually put out there. We hear so often, it's the left doing this, it's the left doing that, that people, you know, need to really understand who the left is.
Correct. Very, very much so, because I think we've worn that term out a little bit more than what we should. I think we have to begin to be more specific and more identifiable.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the only way that's going to happen. You know, let's talk specific names. First of all, how does the left function? Nothing happens without money. I think we all recognize that. So
right.
You have the George Soros, and we need to give through that whole list of who is funded. And it's not just George Soros. I mean, I love to pick on George. Mm-hmm. But there are CEOs of corporate America who
You got Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg has participated in this. You've got Bill Gates that has participated in this, right? Because the common thread of the left is a globalist mindset and worldview. Is it not, or am I being unfair and jumping the shark here?
No, Bill, you're right on key. And what I was saying is that the American public needs to understand that my few little dollars that are supporting a product or thing are being counterproductive because they're being used to destroy the country that I love. And that has to be exposed, and they have to pay a monetary price
right.
for what they're doing. So we're going to have to do that. And then, of course, the second thing is we need to begin to identify, just as they did with us. You know, it's interesting, when the shoe was reversed, they wanted to make sure they gave all their names, addresses of anybody that
exactly.
donated to the cause, et cetera. Mm-hmm. We're going to need to do the same thing. I was struck by a statement I heard earlier by Dinesh. But, you know, as much as it is contrary to our mindset to be as forceful and as tenacious as they are, we're going to have to adopt those policies.
Yeah, you have to meet force with equal force, or you're going to get run over, right? I mean, and clearly that's what they've done. The other thing, too, Michael, when we talk about funding, look at how they've been able. I think this is, you know, it's... you know, on one hand, it's genius. On the other hand, it's diabolical. And that is how Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic left have been able to access our treasury and use
right.
our money that is counter our best interests. Right. I mean, it is complicit with the left. And here we are. We're paying for stuff that we don't want, whether it's, you know, some sort of conclusion for, you know, climate change or vaccines and that sort of thing. They have they've really rigged the system in every aspect to put out a false narrative that we're paying for. I mean, what a waste of our own money. And they're doing this with impunity, Michael.
They are. Yeah, I think the indictment on that particular situation is, you know, as I stated a minute ago, nothing has about money. They're not worried mm-hmm. about getting money from the hard working class American people. They steal it from us.
That's right.
They use their tax dollars instead. And I think all this has to be continually exposed, and we have to begin to demand accountability. And it's not just accountability. Here's what I tell people. Here's the right accountability. Oh, we'll get you next time with the election ballot. No, I think it's time that we begin to move towards recalls. And I think every state and every area should have it. And we started demanding that we want accountability now, not 2 years, 4 years, six from now. We need it now. Mm-hmm. And begin to move the process of having people remove from office.
Michael, let me ask you this. We are $30 trillion and counting in debt, right?
Correct.
Okay. Is that all on the Republican ledger? Is it all on the Democratic ledger? Or is it bipartisan? Does every American citizen own a piece of that $30 trillion of debt?
Unfortunately, every American citizen owns a piece of that debt.
Okay.
The reason why I say unfortunately is because it's been used for nefarious purposes by the Democrats, but there's also the Republican administrations who have been just as guilty.
Exactly. But by and large, I mean, there's probably been more Democrat than Republican. I get what you're saying. I mean, there's plenty of blame to go around here, but we can go into circles and not really solve the problem. And first of all, we need to identify and feel the pain of the problem. We cannot continue on like this. I mean, we've got supply chain crisis. I mean, this morning we're hearing a lot about baby formula. Baby formula is now being sold for hundreds of dollars. There's going to be a shortage of, you know, baby formula now. I mean, this is how absurd this has gotten. Go ahead.
It's gotten so absurd that here's what happens is they target the areas that they feel like affect us the most. You'll notice we never heard about warehouses, Walmart warehouses for that matter, and other food supply chains suddenly catching fire and being burned.
Exactly. 25 now. 25, exactly. Michael, have been burnt to the ground. And of course, then we see already food shortages coming out because, oh, yeah, that little Russian-Ukraine conflict that's going on. What kind of impact are we talking about in terms of, you know, some food shortages down the road here that could be quite dire?
Well, you know what's interesting, Bill? We are one of the most food-producing countries in the world. That we have the capacity, just the same way with energy, we have the capacity to be self-sustaining in all natural resources and everything it needs to sustain life here in America. But it is policies that are prohibiting us from doing that. We have to expose those policies and demand immediate change.
Well, they're being exposed right now. It's okay, so what are the people going to do about it? So that goes back to my earlier question. Forget about a Democrat or Republican Party. This is an American kind of thing. This is about our neighbor and about us being united, you know, to a common cause here. The political system has run amok, and we the people, which is what the Constitution says where the power belongs, we the people must take a stand and take our government back and make sure, you know, if we have that opportunity, that we have representatives that are representing us according to the Constitution and what we see for the greater American cause. We've got more from Michael Letts after
this. Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't be put your head in the sand? Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Michael Letts continues with us. He is the CEO of Invest USA. You've got to check out the website, investusa.org. Michael, we know that next week, starting on Sunday, or next Sunday, we've got National Police Week in the United States that will run from Sunday the 15th through Saturday the May 21st. Why is National Police Week? Why is it important, or why should it be so important to an America that has really gone through a rough summer period in these last couple of years, and particularly last summer with the lawlessness running so so out of hand, where you had cities defunding police and then realizing, whoop, we made a mistake. But meanwhile, they've gotten rid of, you know, quality police officers. And I've said repeatedly, I think you and I have talked about this, it's not like you can go to Costco and say, oh, give me aisle 13. I need to go down the police aisle and, you know, load up with a bunch of police that are just sitting here waiting to, you know, come to work after we've absolutely discouraged these veteran police officers, you know, with, 20 years of experience. You don't replace that overnight, do you?
Not at all. And I think your question was very pertinent. And I'll kind of surmise it this way, Bill. You know, in 1941, the world was threatened by fascism and Nazi Germany. And, of course, you know, we were entered into World War II via the invasion of Pearl Harbor. We as a country became unified with one collective goal and objective in mind, and that was to save the world for freedom and democracy and liberty. Now those roles have been reversed. America is under siege. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, our Constitution is written in such a way that our armed forces are not being utilized on our soil to defend our freedom anymore. That job falls on the responsibility of law enforcement. So they know that. They have taken progressively painstaking milestones to make sure that they undermine and destroy our first responders. So weeks like the one upcoming are vital now to let our first responders know that we recognize that they are now our first line of defense for the liberties and for the freedoms this country enjoys. And we're going to do everything we can to counter what they're trying to do to destroy them by removing their equipment, not funding them, portraying it in negative light, telling people they're racist, they have no right to deserve respect, and trying to destroy that thin blue line. This is our opportunity to let the thin blue line know that regardless of what the government has done to them, we, the American people, and that's what this country is about. It's about we, the people, not about we, the government.
Exactly.
And honor these American heroes, and not just defend and honor them. We will stand by them, and together, shoulder to shoulder, we will have the same attitude that we had in World War II. We will unite together, and we will defeat this fascism and this oppression that is being placed upon us.
It's flat out evil, isn't it, Michael?
It,
I mean, you got to call it for what it is.
Evil.
Exactly. Well, in Ohio, you've got these two residents. You got the Swantek family, Joseph and Christine. Yep. All they want to do is fly the thin blue line flag on their doorstep, and their HOA says, we don't think so. And, boy, I'll tell you, they're just all kinds of gray matter is exploding there in Ohio. And, again, this is just a simple expression of who we support, and somehow that becomes a problem for the Homeowners Association. Explain to our audience what's going on here.
Well, what we have there is, you know, unfortunately, and this goes to portray how deep the problem has gotten across the country, we, the American people, have accepted ideology that has no basis in our freedom and liberty. And we have homeowner associations that feel like they can dictate and control, just as the government does, the federal government, what we think and what we do. And if they don't like police, then that means you can't either. That is not America. We conquered that in World War II. We'll conquer it again. And I would put every homeowner association on notice across America. You cross the line and you decide you're going to make a little Nazi, a little Third Reich out of your subdivision, we will fight you tooth and nail, and we'll send you back to hell where you belong.
Well, this is, absolutely incredible for people that just want to live in peace. You know, the Swantaks just, you know, this is their home. They want to live in peace, and now the Homeowners Association is coming after them. But, again, you see, something as basic as supporting law and order becomes an offense. I mean, this isn't America. You know, these aren't Americans that are resisting this. And this is what sometimes is hard to believe. But this is where we are today, and that's why, you know, you got to call out evil for what it is, like you said earlier, Michael.
You really do, and that's why I use the harsh term that I did just a minute ago. We can no longer sit by and be passive and say, oh, well, you know, I mean, we're above this. We don't get upset. We don't get concerned. You can walk on us if you want to. We've tried that strategy, and that's why we're in the mess that we're in today. We have
without
to fight
a doubt.
Back. As aggressively
exactly.
or more aggressive than they are, and we have to do it unashamedly. We have righteousness on our side, and we need to act like it.
Well, Michael, something similar to your point happened in Colorado. Explain to our audience what happened there.
Well, you know, in Colorado, I've got so many. Tell me what was that particular incident, Bill?
This was a previous case involving a Colorado incident that ended up winning their case. Because they went against the HOA there in Colorado for flying exactly. Right.
Still on the HOA. Just want to make sure we had moved on.
Right.
We already have precedent in previous cases across the country against HOAs to where you cannot discriminate and force people not to be held with their expression of freedom for an American flag or a first responder flag, already precedent in the law. Here's what is so disturbing is the left doesn't care what the law says. They're going to press it anyway. And that's the kind of attitude they have to stop.
Well, the thing that is driving this in large part early on is emotions, like Black Lives Matters movement. In fact, I was surprised how many churches Michael, even got behind Black Lives Matter. And I said, do you realize who they are and what they're about? Well, they didn't know early on. Now they're finding out, okay, you know, they're... Yeah, and you know, I've often said, and I tell my kids, experience defines preference. So it would be curious to note of those people that originally supported Black Lives Matter and the protests and everything, knowing what they know now, they seem to have dissipated. They're not as passionate as they were, and they're realizing what Black Lives Matter's motives were. And they are, you know, without exception, a Marxist organization. And people need to wise up and understand what Marxism is. It's not some, you know, benevolent form of government. I mean, Marxism historically, you know, has taught us what it represents and how much death comes along with the program. I mean, it is horrific and devastating, and forget about any idea of freedoms, right?
Correct. Well, you know, what's interesting on this particular issue, Bill, is, again, we go back to the funding source. I think Americans, and that's what we invest are attempting to do now. It is one thing for you as a corporation to have given millions of dollars to Black Lives Matter unawares and try to do it under the radar screen, and then now to become concerned, well, maybe that wasn't the best idea, let's just forget about it. I don't believe in that way. You made a conscious decision to undermine the liberties and freedoms of American citizens. You need to be exposed, A, for what you did. You need to tell people exactly how much you did. Then you need to make it right. You need to double that amount to give back for repairing the damage that you've done. And so we're going to begin to publicize a list. I mean, Amazon's a key factor. Millions of dollars to Black Lives Matter and others. And we're going to need to publicize a list of every corporation, of every donor. America needs to know who it is that's trying to rob them of their liberty and their freedom.
Exactly.
And we need to fight it and fight it tooth and nail.
Well, these people in these local communities, Michael, that were burnt down in the name of Black Lives Matter, billions of dollars of destruction, lost jobs. I mean, can you imagine communities being devastated and the places that they would go to work and to shop are now no more? And in some cities we know, it's taken over 10 years, some even longer to rebuild because of this destruction. But yet we kind of play games with it. We play footsies with these evil elements in our society that do such, you know, such havoc upon our families and our communities like that. Communities got to take a stand and understand, and that's what I said, experience defies preference, and they can't allow for these knuckleheads to come in and say, oh, let's defund police, let's get rid of police. And of course, these local communities were outraged at first because they knew they were going to be the first line of defense. What were they going to do? Who were they going to call? You know, were they going to call Miss Callers to come and defend them? I don't think so.
No, and I think one of the things that most of the good listeners probably are unaware of that was so frustrating in those particular endeavors, here you have a trained force, your law enforcement. That's what they're trained for. That's what they've dedicated their life to, protecting their communities. Then they're put out on the street to provide the protection, and they're ordered to stand down and watch it be destroyed and not be able to interfere. That was more than reprehensible. And here's the key word I think that we've got to concentrate on, Bill, that you and I are talking about. There has been a lack of accountability for those who have made such erroneous decisions. It's time we demand that people, if they want to have that kind of philosophy, be held accountable for the consequences.
Without a doubt. Well, InvestUSA, Michael, congratulations on the organization, all the great work you're doing on behalf of patriots and upon law enforcement as well. How can people come alongside and support the cause?
Go to our website. That's INVESTUSA.org. That's charity.org. There's a list of things you can do. You certainly can provide financial support to make sure that they have the necessary equipment to come home safe for their families. But even more important, tell an officer today when you see him on the street, wave, smile, say thank you for covering our back.
We Amen.
Yours.
Michael, that's your awesome. Thanks, buddy.
For you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination.